Right, well, the floods this week have cut off communities, they've ruined homes and they've damaged businesses. Heartbreaking, some of your tales on this show and throughout BBC Hereford and Worcester this week. But in amongst the bad news, we've been hearing that there are some heroes making a difference. The worst of situations sometimes brings out the best in people. One group that have come up a number of times this week is the ordinary folk who happen to own 4x4 vehicles, who use their vehicles for extraordinary good deeds. We're more used to hearing about 4x4 response teams when there's snow about, but they've been working day and night over the last 5 days or so, getting people around, keeping the two counties going during the floods, and more specifically, taking nurses, doctors and care home workers to their places of work so they can continue. Steve Wright is from the Herefordshire 4x4 response team. I've been speaking to Steve earlier on. I asked him, as I said before, a bit of a stupid question to start off with. I said, Steve, have you been busy?
Very busy. We've had teams out all across the county for the last few days, helping the NHS, the local authority, get vital staff and essential supplies to all the people that need it.
Well, you've actually been doing a great job, because I've been hearing from those people about the type of things you've been doing. But you tell us, what kinds of things specifically have you been up to, Steve?
So obviously, given the nature of the incident, we've had lots of floodwater everywhere, and some of the staff live in remote areas, not accessible by normal car. We sent our team in to pick them up to get them to the hospital or the healthcare facilities so they can look after the people there.
And it must be tremendously satisfying when you help these people, because you are their lifeline, and I suppose you see that in their faces when you rescue them, and you hear it in their words when you've got them to dry ground.
For me, being in the control room, nothing was better than hearing someone cry with tears of joy that we could keep their residential care home open. That made it all worthwhile.
And how's it been for you in the control room? Because that sounds to me like one hell of a logistical process.
So we've recently worked with a new piece of software, which means two controllers can manage 55 responders out and about, keeping them safe and making sure they know where they're going and tasking their various jobs. So it's not too bad, but it is busy when the phone's ringing, the radio's going off and you're trying to log jobs on the system at the same time.
So tell us a little bit more about the 4x4 response team. Who are your members and what sort of vehicles do they have? And are they all volunteers?
So we are made up completely of volunteers. We're a team of 55. Everyone uses their own 4x4 vehicle, be it a off-road modified Land Rover or a standard Skyjack crossover 4x4. They all use their own vehicles in their own spare time. Nobody's paid to do this. And it's all voluntary and we really enjoy what we do, though.
Yeah, I know, but they're giving up their own time out of the goodness of their heart. You really do have some flood heroes on your books, don't you?
Definitely, but something that doesn't often go mentioned is the employers of these people, letting them have time off, and the families. You know, they're not around, well, they've not been around this weekend much, because they've been out helping the local community. So, you know, they deserve some thanks as well.
And do certain responders, Steve, have training for certain circumstances?
Yeah, so we're all trained in driving in difficult conditions. We then have specialist responders who deal with certain things from medical issues through to driving in water. And it all depends on the vehicle a lot as well.
And you're currently doing a fundraiser. You need more funds. Tell me a little bit more about that, Steve, if you can.
That's right. So our group relies entirely on donations from the public to buy equipment and essential supplies to keep our guys safe. The average cost to kit out a responder with all the equipment is sort of £300 or £400, which we have to do via fundraising.
So what are you up to? How are you raising those funds?
We've done a variety of fundraising methods. We've been at the Old Market just in December. Since then we've gone a bit online because we've been busy operationally. Thank you to everyone who's donated so far. The current donation is for trauma kits for our responders. So we've recently been trained in road traffic collision, sort of rescue and things like that, which means quite often when the weather's bad, we can be the first to come across an RTC. And yeah. Our guys now know what to do first on scene. If for instance, back in the beast from the east with all the snow on the ground, to get an ambulance to someone if they had a car crash would have taken quite a while, so our guys are now trained to deliver very basic life-saving skills.
And it's funny you mentioned the snow. I was going to ask, Are things more difficult for you in the snow or in the floods, or a bit of both?
Floods are definitely a lot more difficult for us. The unpredictable nature of flooding is it makes it difficult with various roads closed in odd places. Not all vehicles, 4x4 vehicles, can travel through floodwater, whereas lots of them can drive on slippery surfaces. So it does reduce our numbers quite a bit.
Well, I think you've been magnificent, and I think I speak for the whole of the two counties over the last few days. And if anybody does want to donate to your cause, having seen for themselves or heard for themselves just this week about the good work you do, what should they do?
If they head to our website, which is www.herefordshire4x4response.org, there's all details on there, and it gives a bit more information about what we actually do.
Well, could you pass on our thanks to you and your team? Well done, Steve. Thank you for joining us. And I suppose now it's a case of helping with the clean-up, is it? We've got mud on the road outside here at Hilton Road, as we've been hearing this morning. It looks pretty terrible. Will you be helping with the clean-up?
Yeah, definitely. We've got responders at the moment meeting with Herefordshire Council today to discuss how we can assist with the clean-up operation and what we can do further. Just the devastation that's been caused to many families isn't nice, so it'd be nice to help as well at an extra level.
Well, they've done magnificent. That's Steve Wright from the Herefordshire 4x4 response team and also the Worcestershire 4x4 response team. Terrific. They've been terrific flood heroes and flood heroines over the last 4 or 5 days.